There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Let me repeat that. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. What wonderful words they are! And they are words of truth, for they're taken from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans in the New Testament of the Bible. Now I am aware that there may be some listening to whom these words have no attraction. Alas, that is so regarding too many who are deceived by their own hearts. Some are hardened by unbelief, and consequently they do not realize the danger they are in as being under condemnation because of what they are. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, and after death the judgment. For these who are unconcerned, we would pray that the Spirit of God may convict them of their need, that they might see their danger and receive these words. But I am confident, in fact I am sure, since this is still the day of grace, and that the Lord has not yet come and we're able to preach the gospel, that there are those listening today to this very program to whom these words will be like cold water to a thirsty soul. Now perhaps you, the listener, you are one who has felt his burden of sin. You know you have sinned against God. You have a conscience about it. And you are aware that you are responsible to God and must give account to him. Now, it could be that you have been trying to better yourself, to make yourself acceptable to God, but you find that your efforts are to no avail. And this is good if you have found this to be so. Perhaps you may be trying, however, religion and doing good, but you know that nothing can satisfy your conscience, for you know that nothing that you do can satisfy God's requirements. You have no certainty as a result. No certainty as to your future. Is it so that you have no peace and joy now? But do you want certainty? Do you want peace? Or will you not then listen to these words? In fact, get your Bible and turn to the 8th chapter of Romans and follow along. We seek today to point you to the one in whom you may have deliverance from your sin, deliverance from the condemnation under which you suffer, and also you may have peace and assurance now and forever. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We want to notice first the reason why this is so. The first three words of that verse, there is therefore, take us back to what has gone previously in the chapters in this book of Romans. Paul had written in the third chapter of man's guilt being proven, both the barbarian and the civilized Gentile and the religious Jew, that all were under sin. All the world is guilty before God. Every mouth is stopped. The proof is conclusively given in Romans chapter 3. And he sums it up by saying, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But now, immediately following, he shows what God has done. In his infinite grace, what he has provided for our deep need as sinners. And beloved listener, he wishes to bless us and to save us, we who are guilty before him. Now, in order to do so righteously, he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for us. Paul takes up this theme, and in the 5th chapter he says, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. As in the 4th chapter we read, he was delivered for our offenses. He suffered there on the cross for our sins. He the just for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Have you ever seen yourself as the one for whom Jesus died? Oh, that you might do so, for he did die for you. And then we notice that on the principle of faith, the work of Christ, which was accomplished for you, will be put to your account. And it is not your works that will justify you from your guilt. It is not your turning over new leaves and trying to satisfy your conscience by what you're doing or what you are. Oh, none of these things can affect a righteous settlement of your sins. That's why Christ died. And every question against you was settled in righteousness. God, as Paul brings out, is just, and he will not overlook sin. But he is the justifier of the one who will believe in Jesus. What wonderful truth we have here. And in the fifth chapter, verse 1, he says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And the Lord Jesus Christ who died is risen again. His work of redemption is complete. And the believer is justified or cleared from every charge concerning what he has done or what he is in himself. When I speak of what he is in himself, I have reference to the fact that the cross of Christ not only is that which put away our sins, but it is that under which our whole selves came into judgment, and our old man was crucified there with Christ. What a wonderful thing to see that our whole selves were set aside, apart, and indeed judged in the person of Christ. Now, based on what Christ has done, his death for our sins, his resurrection for our justification, and faith in him, and God is the one that declares that, I want you to notice the second thing, the time that you may realize this blessing, no condemnation, and it's right now. You will notice the word says, "There is therefore now." Yes, right here in this world, at this very present moment as you are listening, if you will but put your trust in him. The very instant the sinner believes on the Savior, the blessing belongs to him. As time passes, why, you will grow and increase in the knowledge of the salvation, and you will grow in intelligence as to it. But you know, you will no more be accepted 1,000 years from now than you are right now in the Lord Jesus Christ. This salvation is a present salvation. It is offered to you now, and you will receive it now, if you will believe on Christ as your Savior, the Son of God. Now you notice the blessing that is yours when this is so. We read no condemnation. Is that possible? Well, if we didn't have God's word, it would be beyond human comprehension. But God declares that this is the way that he saves us. What is impossible for men is possible with God. In fact, it is only God who can justify a person. You know, a person that's proven guilty cannot be justified by man. He may be forgiven. But God justifies those who are proven guilty. And when God justifies, who is it then that will condemn? If God declares that himself, that my justification is real and true and abiding, there's no condemnation, who is it that can accuse me? Oh, dear friend, dear listener, Christ has borne the judgment. We are deserving of the condemnation, but he took it for us. In John, the 3rd chapter, we read that he that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I ask that you face this matter right this moment. Is Christ the one in whom you have put your trust? Well, then, you are no longer condemned. There's no condemnation toward you. And it'll be like the Lord said in John 5:24, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." The Lord Jesus was under the condemnation for you when on the cross. Now he has exhausted that condemnation. He has exhausted the judgment that you deserved. Now he's out from under that condemnation. He went into the grave. He rose again. He'll die no more. He lives forever. The price is paid. And the believer is seen by God to be in him now also, beyond condemnation, and can say, "Because he lives, I shall live also." This is your present possession. and also your eternal blessing. Now, to whom is this wonderful blessing of no condemnation given? You will notice in the last part of this verse, it is to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, what does this mean? Well, by nature, we are counted as being in Adam or in the flesh. And those that are in the flesh cannot please God. That is, in our natural standing, our natural relationship as linked with a sinful, fallen race. But now the gospel has come to you, and you have accepted the one who died in your stead. And God says, he's your substitute if you will have him. And when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are put in Christ Jesus. In contrast with being in the flesh and under condemnation, you are counted by God as being in Christ Jesus. It is a place of security. It's a place of shelter. It's also a place of satisfaction. An illustration from the Old Testament is very clear in this respect. You remember the story of Noah? He was in the ark. The ark is a type of Christ. By faith he had entered the door. The Lord shut him in, and he was secured from the judgment that fell on his generation in that day. This was a physical deliverance, but is a picture of the spiritual deliverance and safety that one has who trusts Christ, who enters by the door, by faith in him, and the Lord shuts you in Christ Jesus. And being in him, his life, beloved listener, is yours. He is our life. His resurrection life beyond the dark judgment, beyond the condemnation altogether. And Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, says of this, of the believer, that he is accepted in the beloved one. How wonderful to realize what God does for those that are under condemnation who will simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on him, you say? Yes, this is it. We read, that is not of works which we have done. Not according to our works are we justified, but by faith. And God is the justifier of the one who believes in Jesus. And being justified puts you before him in all the virtue and all the glory of his beloved Son, accepted in the beloved. So in Christ, then, are those who have believed on him to the saving of their souls. I wonder if you, the listener, are amongst that number. Oh, if so, this is that which alone can satisfy your conscience. This is the truth of God. This alone can give you peace. This alone can cause you to face the future with certainty, knowing that should death come or should the Lord come, you are in Christ Jesus. And there's no judgment for you. There's no condemnation. You've been delivered from it. This is true for every believer. Now I say, if you are exercised as to your need before God, and you have an immortal soul that's going to be in eternity forever, either in heaven or hell, these words will be as cold water to your thirsty soul. It's good news from God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I would also add what Paul adds in the 8th chapter of Romans, this wonderful chapter that begins with no condemnation. These words that we read from verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What wonderful words these are. And this is the truth in regards to the believer who is in Christ Jesus. that as well as there is no condemnation, no judgment, so there shall be no separation. How good to know that the one that gives us eternal life says, they shall never perish. No man is able to pluck them out of my hand. God grant that today you might be a listener that is concerned about your soul. You are looking for peace and safety and security and assurance. You may have them. Take God at his word and be blessed. And you too, as being in Christ Jesus, will have no separation from him forever. Loving God, our Father, we thank thee for thy precious word, for the wonderful truth that comes to us in the gospel, that there is no condemnation and no separation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Grant that the message today will be used of thee to cause souls to turn to the Lord Jesus and accept him as their personal Savior, to believe that he died for them and rose again. Accept him as their personal substitute, and thus be put in him in a place of safety and security and satisfaction forever. We ask it in Jesus' most worthy and precious name. Amen.